So what if instead of focusing on trying to figure out alcohol, you tried to figure out yourself? You learned how to do all of the things that you think alcohol is doing for you, but better. You tapped into really understanding what the messages from your body meant and how to use your emotions to your advantage and how to really expand your desires to get what it is you finally really want and have real, lasting, sustainable pleasure. That is possible for you, and it is all available to you in the self-study course, The Naturally Sober Woman. It is everything that I teach my one-on-one clients, but it is compact for you. Lifetime access on demand at a super affordable price available to you right now. You're going to go to my website, marywagstaffcoach.com. Right there, it'll say self-study course, or follow the link in the show notes right here. Get in there. One short video, just the welcome ceremony. There's a beautiful commencement ceremony that really anchors you into your intention for wanting to make this change into your life, will change your life forever. It'll put you on a trajectory of new possibility, because the bigger your desire is, the easier it's going to be to say goodbye to alcohol. So go on over to my website, get inside of The Naturally Sober Woman, and I will see you in there. Welcome, welcome. My name is Mary Wagstaff. I am a holistic alcohol coach who ended a 20-year relationship to alcohol without labels, counting days, or ever making excuses. Now I help women just like you from around the world do the same with my one-on-one private coaching program. In this podcast, we will explore my revolutionary approach to getting alcohol out of your way that breaks all the rules, life-enhancing tools that make not drinking exciting and joyful, and the profound and sacred journey that it is to rediscover who you are on the other side of alcohol. This show is not a substitution for rehabilitation, medical treatment, or advice, so please talk to a medical professional if your alcohol consumption is at risk to your mental or physical health. Now on with the show. Welcome back to the show, my beautiful listeners. It's Mary Wagstaff. Thank you so much for being here for another episode of Stop Drinking and Start Living. If you're new to the show, welcome. If you've been listening for a while, I don't even play ads on this show, you guys. Have you left me a review yet? It would be amazing if you could. And especially if you could really leave some words about your takeaway to inspire others to show up, to start changing their lives. Because I know I have most of my clients come from this show and they've already been implementing the tools and then they take it next level. So yeah, that would be awesome. And in case anyone was wondering, Mercury and Jupiter have finally stationed direct from retrograde. And I know it's kind of like a, you know, social media thing, joke about Mercury and retrograde. And you know how much I love following the phases of the moon. And not only do I love it, but I just think it's a lost art. It's one of the feminine mysteries that is actually one of the tools that I teach my clients that kind of blows their own mind when they become aware of the rhythms of their own emotional being on a monthly cycle versus just looking at their cycle as, you know, those however many days. And they really get this opportunity to hold space for themselves and to get to know themselves on a deeper level. So that there's not bad days and good days, but there's just days where they're different, and then they can really meet themselves where they're at. So when we're more sensitive before we bleed, for a lot of people, you know, those are the days to really dive into that sweet intimacy, or, you know, just that sweetness of life and take other things off of your plate. Anyway, I digress. So I do follow the phases of the moon. And I think astrology is such a wonderful way of creating, you know, understanding just as another tool of oracle cards or, you know, frankly, even coaching. It's like, how can I have a shift of perspective for what I know, but let me just take it deeper. Let me look at it from another perspective. However, when it comes to Mercury retrograde, I usually just brush it off because I'm like, I'm in control of my thoughts. I'm in control of my feelings. And it always comes to kick me in the butt. And particularly this one, because Jupiter was in retrograde also, which is really apparently kind of throwing your light, you know, your purpose, kind of giving it a twist and really throwing it back in your face of, if this is your purpose, then this is also your work that you need to do for yourself. Like, what are your gifts and what are your talents? And you need to apply them to yourself. So it is stationed direct. But what I wanted to talk a little bit about today was why it's not always easy to be happy and how to hold sweet space for yourself and how to let the commitment that you're making for examining your relationship to alcohol, the doorway into the commitment that you're making to yourself for the rest of your life. The alcohol is really such a beautiful gift for seeing the contrast of how you really want to show up in this world. It has been the opportunity for me and my clients to examine where we are limiting ourselves and give ourselves the opportunity to hold space for ourselves, but also to not be able to get away with objections, right? So once you really dive into understanding that you are personally responsible for all the amazing things that you do in this world, you are also personally responsible for, you know, the times where you're only focusing on the problem rather than the solution. And you dive into awareness of your thinking and your feeling so much that it's like you can't get away with your own BS anymore, right? But from a really loving, sometimes fierce loving place. However, we are energy beings, right? We are carbon-based beings, and there are so many systems unseen to us. And this is why I think charting and understanding your own personal cycles and rhythms is so important, because we look at the world through mostly our eyes. We don't even really use so much of our other senses. And that's another piece of holistic alcohol coaching is, you know, really embodiment of the sensations happening inside of you, the present moment experience. What are you feeling? What are you hearing? What are you smelling, right? There's so much else going on. What do you know? What is your innate truth? And then, of course, we have this extremely overstimulated cultural experience that we're living in, where at the, you know, the blink of an eye, we have more information than we could have ever have possibly desired or thought was possible, you know, right there to take in. And we're in relationship to the people that are in our homes and our families, our extended families, our communities, our life, right? There is, everything is an energy exchange. Everything is processed through the brain. Everything processed through the brain creates an emotion. Every emotion creates or depletes or uses, you know, chemicals in the brain, neurotransmitters. I talked about dopamine last week, right? And then you have the systems happening in your body, which are unseen, right? We know that the gut biome is now, we know, is almost fully responsible for serotonin and dopamine production and how much that affects your mental health. And of course, the foods that you eat and how they're processed and the little buggies in there. And then, of course, your menstrual cycle, right? And then there's things that we don't even think about, which is pleasure. Are you releasing, right? Where we are beings, sexual beings, right? Are there things inside of you, trauma, repression of sexual energy, shame of, you know, the feminine aspect of the self. There is so much going on, and this is not to overwhelm you, but it's to kind of create this picture. Oh yeah. And then Mercury's in retrograde and, you know, it's a full moon, whatever is happening, but it's just to paint a picture that there's a lot of stuff that you are processing and you're only one person. And I know I've talked about this on the show, but I wanted to talk about it again, because even as long as I've been doing this work for, and not just, you know, alcohol coaching, but as long as I've been in the mindfulness world and have so many tools and have been practicing embodiment for over 20 years, I still fall victim to being human. And I can laugh about it now, but a few days ago, I wasn't really laughing about it. But what has happened, and, you know, I know I've said this before in the show, is that the commitment that I made for alcohol and the opportunity of just deep investigation from that neutral witness and really allowing myself to feel and process my emotions, which I was doing before I stopped drinking. And then, of course, now with the growth of the business, having people, not only my family, and, you know, I have an almost 6-year-old, but having, you know, people that I need to be accountable to. I have committed my life to showing up, to do this work, to holding space, because I believe that you can do this work, that it is, the first step is just a process of commitment. And that commitment isn't that, you know, I want to quit drinking so I can just get on with my life. That is not how this works. You are making a commitment today for the rest of your life, and not about that I'll never drink again. That's not also what we're not doing here, right? Because drinking is always a choice for today for the rest of your life. Now, deciding I don't want to drink is a whole other story together, but what are the opportunities underneath that? And what happens when you go through this process is you commit to yourself. You commit to the truth of who you are and how you want to show up in the world, and your integrity and all of your values, your faith, right? For me, it's my faith in being part of something that's bigger than me. And that's why I'm so dedicated and so committed to this work for myself and for you, because I know how heartbreaking it was to live a life, a superficial life, where this thing, this little liquid in a glass, was the end all be all of making my day. And it was keeping me from not just like being happy and not just living a life of my dreams, right? Because you can have all the things, and I have more than I will ever need in this moment. And I've always had more than I will ever need. And I grew up poor, but what it really gave me the opportunity to do was, what's possible? How can I optimize this human experience, right? And not to put pressure on myself, but because in my truth and in my heart, I know I've got work here to do. I was not put here to just sit around and drink. My cycles and rhythms are not in direct alignment with the moon on accident. There are no coincidences in this life. There is something so magical and wonderful and mysterious, bigger than what could you would ever see on a screen. And it's just a distraction to keep you away from the nature of who you are. And alcohol is another distraction to keep you from the nature of who you are. And like I talked about last week, the work that you are here to do. And I don't mean work and you need to pay or you need to do anything, but the work that makes your life worth living. So, Let's freaking do this, all right? I want you to think about what would it take for you to make a commitment today for the results that you want for next year? And what if this was your only chance? Committing today to the results that you want for next year, in 1 year from now, right? Don't wait until the clock strikes midnight. I'm setting you guys up for success right now because it doesn't matter. My clients come to me, they're drinking. My clients come to me, they, you know, don't want to stop and feel their feelings. They come to me, they're beating themselves up over their thinking, right? And we work through it in real time. This is the opportunity to learn you, to learn about what is important to you. How do you come back and anchor into your why, right? The why it even matters. What is underneath alcohol? It's, you know, it is better sleep because better sleep creates, you know, a clear, crisp mind and, you know, clear days and becoming the channel and the vessel for creativity and for empathy and for love and for unconditional love where you can hold space for someone and accept them for who they are, even when they're saying something to you about you that you don't want to hear, right? This is the work that I'm doing in my life right now. I am working so hard on really allowing people to have their experience, even when it hurts, even when my ego is like, oh, I just want to like rebuttal. I just want to qualify it. I just want to justify it, but I'm good, right? But what about this? I want to go to the past and I want to gather all this evidence to show someone that their firsthand experience wasn't correct, but that's not true. When we do this work to validate our own firsthand experience, we can hold unconditional love and space for another person to be and express themselves exactly as they are. And that doesn't mean you have to accept it and live with that person and you don't, you know, you can create boundaries, but it means, wow, going deep into the shadow of the ego and also coming out of the flames brighter and bigger and more convicted than ever before. And there is nothing else that will give you an opportunity to do this like this work. I am telling you, it has changed my life. And sometimes it's hard, right? Sometimes you don't even feel like you have the will or the capacity to muster up that energy to move forward. But all it takes is one next step. And we don't dive into the shadow, right? Right away. So I had a tough month. Like this month for me, in my own personal cycle, has been challenging. The change of the seasons is very hard for me. And that's just a thought if I'm saying that, right? So when we are only focused on the problems, we're energetically buying in, right? Problem, 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 complain, 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 excuse, excuse, excuse. We've energetically bought in to that. I am this. Now I own that, right? Versus I just am. I'm just here. I'm just a human. And there's like, if I just let things be and surrender, I can really take that step back when I don't have the capacity to just be joyful, be happy. It was like I could feel this armor around me, like the shell. I just wanted, I was trying to smile and it was just fake. It was awful. And I kept wanting to change things, like making these plans in my head, but coming up with all the objections. And Matthew, who is a saint, and Emmett, you know, he listened to me, and instead of doing my own work and in doing all of my journaling and my thoughts, I was confiding in him and not very gracefully. And I'm sure you guys have heard this before, letting him kind of be the sounding board for my complaints. Seriously, like I was out of integrity in a way that, you know, perpetuated more of the same discomfort, perpetuated more of the same dissatisfaction. And I am here to tell you this because
life still happens, but because I know that emotions will pass when you allow them, and B, I'm human and I only have so much capacity for so much energy and decision-making and change all at one time, that I can then surrender to needing to figure it out and give myself grace, right? So what I had been doing was just really focusing on all the problems. I don't have anything to wear, right? I have a really big time with like winter clothes. If anyone's listening and they're like, a shopper, will you call me? Because I really need someone to do shopping for me. And I've been having some digestive issues, which creates like, you know, discomfort in the body, just like irritability, which is like also a thing, and some restless sleeping, just the change in the weather. And I was figuring some logistics out for my trip. Like there was all of these things and I was just dumping it and just focusing on that. And my mood got lower and lower and lower and lower and lower until I had to friggin' put myself in a time out. And I was so like the reality of that there was literally no one to blame, including myself, was so stark, because a lot of times, you know, I will want to rebuttal or say, you know, but you don't do this. And then I make my problems about something else, you know, between Matthew and I or whatever. And of course we live like these little insular lives here, so we could use some expansion, but it's been a pandemic, right? So I just stopped. I had to put myself in a timeout. I had to humble myself and really hear my own words and hear Matthew being there to help me, but not having the capacity himself to really empathize, because he knew I wasn't doing the work and I've taught him well. And so I stayed in the other room. And I have this bookshelf in the studio that I have in the spare bedroom. And there's just some books like I've never really looked at, but you know, it's a collection of philosophy and esoteric practices, you know, and self-realization and such. And there was this book called Meditation, 8-Pointed Program by this gentleman who is an Indian meditation teacher. He came over from India to the States in the 60s. And this book was actually written in 1970. Eknath Eswaran, I believe is how you pronounce his name. And so I just started flipping through this and I landed on this page, and I'm going to read it to you because it broke my heart wide open in a really good way. And it also was my anchor for my truth. And this is what I want you to pay attention to really with this episode, is when you are finding yourself spiraling out of control and you are wanting to be happy, but you can't be happy, is surrender. And surrender and ask for a sign. And a lot of times that sign is your own personal work, right? Like, what do you do to help people? And, you know, so much of for me is contemplation, right? Is that deeper questioning. And so, and changing something, right? I kept just repeating the same problems over and over and over. And it was creating the same emotions over and over and over again. And I wasn't taking any different action. Instead of finding what's one thought I can have, which is, I need a timeout. I need to see something different. And so I went into my studio, which is the space that I've created. It's my sanctuary. And I needed that sacred pause, right? There is so much power in a pause to really gather yourself. What is it? What is the real problem here? What am I even looking for? Because I was just feeling like dissatisfied and, you know, thinking like I need to do all these things on my days off and, you know, get out of the house is really important to me. But then I was like, I don't know where to go and blah, blah, blah. And so you can just hear this like confusion, and it's just, you know, it's this place where we can drown in confusion and we can really almost comfort ourselves in this confusion. But if you stop for just a moment and take a pause and go inward and even write some things down, because that is so powerful, you will find the answers you seek. And so now when this happens, and it probably went on a little bit longer than I would have liked it to. And, you know, I don't really know what the major cause of it was. I know that, well, it's my thinking, but I do think, like I was saying earlier, there's a lot of energy. There's a lot of input. There's a lot of decisions. It's the end of the year. I'm going on a big trip. I'm making plans for next year and the business and so on and so forth. And so it was just an unorganized mind and not, you know, really walking my talk until I did, because I have the tools. And so what happens is that time in between gets shorter, where you're like, okay, enough's enough, girl. What are you going to do about this? Right. And that might just mean like going away, like hiding and locking the door, which is what I did. I was like, I need to go away because no one around me deserves this energy, including myself. So this section is just called meditation. It's instruction for meditating. And this is, it has nothing to do with Christianity, is to begin with this prayer of Saint Francis of Assisi. And he says that, I have found that Saint Francis's words have an almost universal appeal. Through them pulses the spiritual wisdom this gentle friar drew upon when he undertook the most awesome task a human being is capable of, the total transformation of character, conduct, and consciousness. The total transformation of character, conduct, and consciousness. And this, my friends, is what this work gives you the opportunity to do, is dive into your ego and all of the ways that you've identified with this world and blow it up. And sometimes it hurts, but man, the catharsis on the other side of it is wild. Now, we don't go there right away, but we get there. And the prayer goes like this. Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in the giving that we receive. It is in the pardoning that we are pardoned. It is in the dying that we are born to eternal life. So the dying of self, the dying of ego. And then he goes on to qualify, I hope you will understand why I use the word Lord here. I do not refer to a white bearded man ruling from a throne somewhere near Uranus, which I thought was funny because I've never heard that. When I use words like Lord or God, I mean the very ground of existence, the most profound thing we conceive of, we can conceive of. This supreme reality is not something outside us, something separate from us. It is within and at the core of our being, our real nature, nearer to us than our bodies, dearer to us than our lives. So this was the part that stood out for me. But first of all, the idea of our existence here, this profound, the most profound thing that we can conceive of, that's just wow, right? Like, that's indescribable. And these words hit me so hard. And the first thought that came to my mind was, this was never about you. Being here, this ego achievement, whatever, being a mom, blah, 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 it was never about you. So if you can get out of that achievement story and step into, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console. because that was the other part of my whining and crying over the week was I'm sick of doing everything by myself. I'm sick of gathering, of, you know, organizing, of doing this, of doing that. And the truth is, you know, if someone else did it, I would probably be like, I wouldn't say you're doing it wrong, but I like to be in control, right? Like I take control because that's what I do. But collaboration is different, and I'm definitely calling in, a community of thinkers who are really, you know, on this path with me of optimization from this perspective, from the perspective of, if I do this hard ass work myself, who does it benefit the most? How many people can I benefit? Can I take myself fully out of the equation to see and hold space for you? Because it has nothing to do with me, right? Even if you're saying you know, I mean, I heard some reflections from Matthew that he had not said to me before, you know, about the way in which when I'm in this energy, how it is not attractive, right? And hearing things like this, and not that he was by any means not being there for me, because he is, but I understood exactly what he was saying. And you know, the ego wants to fight back. The ego wants to say, well, what about you doing this? But it wasn't about him. It wasn't about, he wasn't saying this about me. This was his firsthand experience. So I leave you with this, my friends, because this is the work, right? Go beyond just the superficial achievement. Go beyond the physical. Go beyond the fruitless drink in the glass, because it is so much more than that. And when you anchor yourself into the mystery and the miracle of your existence, right? And this is beyond religion. And I mean, yeah, this is spirituality, but wow. Everything else seems so meaningless compared to that. Like, I'm here to blow my ego wide open so I can serve you, so I can serve and just be present for every tantrum Emmett throws, for every way that Matthew shows up in his world, right? And just hold space and for myself, for being human, right? So I sat with that and I cried like this gross, like cry. I shouldn't say gross, but it was like so powerful and so painful to see all the ways my brain wanted to justify and qualify and go back and redo. And it was like, no, there's only forward. There's only now. I am inviting 5 people the last week of December into my coaching program. So if you've been listening to this for a while, and if we've even talked on the phone before, I want you to email me. I just want you to email me direct and tell me I'm in, because we're going to go next level. And I want you to make the commitment before the bell strikes midnight on 2022. So we are going to be starting the week of December 27th and 28th. And now your brain is going to be like, it's the holidays, I won't be here. You can do this work from anywhere in the world. All you have to do is show up for 1 hour that week. Okay. If you commit to this work today and say, I'm in, next year, this time, your life is going to be way different. You are going to be able to show up for yourself in a way that you never thought possible. And we get to celebrate. We do have fun. I'm actually a really happy, fun person all the time. But I wanted to share this real life story with you, because it's not always easy to be happy. But we learn through this program of holistic alcohol coaching that that's okay. And how to navigate your way through it, how to hold space for yourself, and then how to come out on the other side with even more awareness, with a deeper understanding of how you want to be in the world. I feel amazing this week. So awesome, right? And it just instantly shifted for me when I did that work. So I'm going to leave my email in the show notes, and I want you to email me and say, Mary, I'm in, and I'm going to ask you a few questions, but we are going all in for the next program. And I'll send, when you email me, I'll just send you the details for 2022. We're going to start the last week of December. I only have 5 spots available for the beginning of next year. So if you're in and you are committed, right? Not to quitting drinking. That's not what we're doing here, right? This is changing your relationship to alcohol because you're changing your relationship to yourself. I'm walking over 20 women through the threshold into the next phase of their life on the other side of alcohol this year. I couldn't be more thrilled and honored to know that these women are going into the next year with everything they will need. Most of them completely not drinking at all, but feeling amazing about their relationship to alcohol, feeling amazing about their work that they're doing in the world, feeling amazing about how they're showing up for themselves, feeling amazing about not feeling so amazing all the time. I love you. You're awesome. Go in the show notes, sign up. The first 5 people that I get on that list, we're doing it. It's going to be amazing, and I will send you the details. Have an awesome, awesome week. If a life of deeper self-mastery and feminine embodiment is calling you, but alcohol is the one constant in your way, I want to invite you to check out my one-on-one coaching program. It's your opportunity to apply the tools and principles from the show to your life one step at a time. Together, we create the safe and sacred container to explore the habit of alcohol, the power of choice, and awaken your inner light. Schedule a complimentary alignment session where I will help you uncover the next best step for you on your journey of discovering what's possible on the other side of alcohol. Follow the link in the show notes or on my website, marywagstaffcoach.com. I can't wait to connect.